This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Then we're going to find our best friend Doug, and then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you're right, mate.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And on location again today for day two of the NCAA tournament at Fanatics. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by Fanatics today for lunch. They've got great lunches. They've got great beer specials. We're going to tell you all about that. They are open for lunch today. Happy hour. The game's going on. They got some things that I don't even think you know about yet, folks. So we're going to let you know about it here at Fanatics. Doug and Danny Show from 11 to 1, then into the NCAA tournament. And we have got a great, great program of guests lined up for you today. We're going to talk about the men's tournament with the voice of the Duke Blue Devils. Bob Harris is going to join us on the show today. We'll talk about the women's basketball tournament with Brenda Van Langen from ESPN to give us an overview of the entire tournament and a little bit on the Big 12, what she thinks the Huskers' chances are. And Tanya Warren, she is the head women's coach at Northern Iowa. They take on the Huskers Sunday night at 6:05. And where wouldn't you watch it? Fanatics, right here. You'd watch it Sunday night at Fanatics with all of the televisions on anything you want to watch. And, of course, we will also be talking on the show today with the head baseball coach at Texas. Augie Garrido is going to join us on the show today. Nebraska opens up Big 12 play at Texas tonight. Coincidentally, Sunday afternoon's game on television. So you got basketball, men's, women's, baseball. You don't have that many TVs in your house. If you do, you're probably not listening to us anyway. We're kind of a low-budget show. You want to be at Fanatics for all of the sporting activities, and we are expected to be joined live around the noon hour by Steve Anderson, track announcer at Bonner Park. And check out his article today in the Grand Island Independent or go to theindependent.com on the sports page, and we'll talk a little bit about that. He's talking about the expanded gambling and maybe putting slot machines in with the horse tracks and how that is all breaking down. So that's all coming up on the program today, plus our continued look at the NCAA tournament. Daddy, how's your bracket look?
Actually, my bracket looks pretty good, Doug, and I thought some of those 6-11 matchups yesterday, I mentioned like an Old Dominion Notre Dame, not really an upset when you look at the point spread and where it fell. I missed some games. The one real upset of the day happened to be Ohio, and perhaps a prediction which you made about Georgetown coming out, and not many people saw that coming, a 14 seed going down. We learned after the tournament started yesterday there was a wager out there you could bet 3-1, get 3-1 odds that a 14, 15, 16, those would all win. You would get 100.
If anybody seeded 14, 15, or 16 would get a win, the bet was 3-1 on some of the internet gaming sites, I guess.
Well, obviously
there it is.
But that's crashed already.
So I think they said that's the first time a 14 seed has won since 2003.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It really wasn't that close. It was over.
I didn't come out and predict this. I just said, you know what? Nobody is talking about this game. And as bad and up and down as Georgetown was, and the way it played out for them in the Big East tournament, they didn't have to play 1, 2, 3, 4. The way it played out, maybe they were overseeded, and boy, were they. The thing that did surprise me is that Ohio scored 97 points.
Well, Doug, you look at the total which Vegas puts out, and you look at how close the spreads were on so many of the games yesterday. They don't miss much.
Well, they had total sets on that one. That was the one they missed.
138 was their total. 97 points Ohio puts up. 97-83. It's over at halftime.
Yeah, I had the unders.
You know, they don't miss very often, though, but when you're playing teams from out of conference and tough to match up, you look at the good wins in which were in many of the publications before this tournament and how they break everybody down. The good wins for Ohio, Kent State and Akron were the two good wins this team had. Now, you look at the 14 losses, 13 out of the 14 losses were by single digits. So they hung around a lot, maybe got beaten a lot of close games, but nonetheless, they still had to win. They still had to win four games as an underdog to become the Mid-American champion. to get into the tournament as that 14 seed. So congratulations, Peter Yazbek, Ohio graduate up at UNK. I'm sure he's still running around, probably hasn't been home yet.
Well, here's the story that has been forwarded to us by Peter, of course, from the Athens News. The headline, police chief issues press release about game disturbance. On Thursday, after the Ohio University basketball team won in the NCAA tournament, rowdy persons poured out of the bars on North Court Street and began chanting and blocking the street as there were only three officers on duty. Additional support was called in and also requests were made to university police, oh boy, and the Athens County Sheriff's Office. While waiting for additional officers, the crowd continued in their rowdy behavior and broke a street light. At this time, it is unknown if any vehicles were damaged. A local TV crew crossed the line from reporting and became a part of the problem. Their crew drew a crowd, and every time they turned on their cameras, the crowd swelled and got more vocal. After enough officers from the three agencies were present, teams of four to five officers were then sent into the crowd to break it up. This went smoothly, and by 10:40, the crowd had dissipated and many had gone home. Extra officers stayed on duty to ensure the evening remained calm, and Lieutenant Ralph Harvey said, you know, we appreciate the support and help from the Ohio University Police in Athens County. So I'm sure Frank Solich and Noah Keller were at home, but Ohio, big win.
They were the ninth seed in that tournament. Had to win four games in a row. They did it, then crashed the party it was an upset of, 13.5, 14-point underdog, and then 138 over-under, and they scored 97 points and needed to secure that over. So, okay, that's one they totally missed.
My bracket, and there was excitement. Texas goes down at the wire. How do you blow an 8-point lead in overtime? Texas can do it. Murray State gets an exciting win. They've been talking all morning about how Robert Morris got jobbed in their game against Villanova. Yeah, but Robert Morris also played the last 5 minutes with two hands around their neck, and that's what happens when you're a 15 seed and are coming down the stretch trying to hold on, and Villanova ended up winning that one, and now Villanova has a chance to make a run with the way the bracket sets up. You look at these, you got a Murray State going to be playing a Butler. You've got a chance for some of these teams to win two games in a row. Old Dominion could win two games in a row if Villanova plays like they did again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the exciting part of this time of year, teams advancing. Washington beating Marquette. There's an 11 seed trying to move on a last-second shot. Last-second shot that we got to watch yesterday, Murray State coming down to the end. Another little runner, two guys right in his face, and hits it with virtually no time left. I will say, Marquette, Washington, just watching that 1.7 seconds, I thought the ball was going in. You know, he missed it about 6 inches to the left. I thought this is one of those that's going to go down in tournament history. It's going to be really amazing.
Well, I went 12-4 yesterday, and here's something that's embarrassing. Do you know what your main bracket went?
Yeah, I had 130 points.
So you went 13-3.
Right.
That's the way it works, 10 points. Do you know who's leading the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge after one day?
Can't be.
It is the fake bracket of our own producer and engineer, Derek Stenson, with A Cold Day in Hell, where he has New Mexico to win it all. Derek, how did you do it? You hit 14 out of 16 yesterday.
Yeah, it was one of my last. I was putting them together the other day, and I thought, I'm picking all of these favorites in it. I got to get a bracket out there that's going to be a little weird, a little off. So I thought, I'll name it A Cold Day in Hell, because it's going to be a cold day in hell when these teams win. Well, I tell you what, it looks like a cold day in hell shaping up, fellas.
Well, he's the only man that had 14 out of the 16 right yesterday, and you have five brackets, right?
Yes. And okay, all the other ones suck, so.
Well, this one's gonna. But, you can say that after day one, you led the 496 entries here. Then it looks like we've got about 18 people that went 13-3 yesterday, and one of those should be yours.
Yep.
Why say no? There it is, Daddy. And I went 12-4 yesterday in my picks. But the problem was my main bracket, I had Marquette making the Sweet 16, I had Notre Dame making the Sweet 16, and I had Georgetown going to the Elite 8. And so there's going to be some points that aren't there. Still a doable bracket, but I can't afford any more major upsets to the other teams I've got. And that's the problem. When you don't play chalk, And they go out right away, like in Notre Dame, they're legit could have made the Sweet 16. Marquette's a legit could have made the Sweet 16. Georgetown's a legit could have made the Elite 8. They go out this early, though, not only are you not going to get those points, other people, it doesn't matter if there's an upset or not, you're not going to catch them. You're going to need something somewhere else to go a little bit weird. And I think most of those games that I picked yesterday, I think pretty much all today I've got chalk, maybe a 10 over a 7, but I don't have any of these teams with high seeds going a long way.
What happened to Heron Goody yesterday? 4 points. I know the guy's been out for a while, but to come back and be the impact player that everybody thought this guy was, that's really disappointing, and it just makes you sick when you think of his future as far as playing the next level, and many people thought he was one of those guys that could do some good things. 4 points, and none of those points are, what, the last 15 seconds of the entire game?
Well, that's indeed the case, and we look at Daddy's bracket where he went 13-3, and one of the misses you had was Texas against Wake Forest, so that's not probably going to hurt you much. You had Georgetown losing in the Sweet 16, and then you had UTEP over Butler, and wow, what a full job in the second half yesterday by Texas El Paso. Not a good way to end the season, but you hit the rest of the games. You had St. Mary's taking care of Richmond, which was everybody's darling pick. You had Murray State in this bracket. You got Murray State going to the Sweet 16, Tony.
Well, you're throwing a dart somewhere along the line. So who knows if that's, who knows if they even have a chance after you get a big emotional win. We'll see.
You got Missouri winning today. Maybe that's kind of your big upset today. I know I've got Georgia Tech beating Oklahoma State. You got Florida State beating Gonzaga. You got Minnesota beating Xavier today.
Remember, Minnesota, 1.5-point favorite.
You have the updated for tomorrow. I want to know about tomorrow. These matchups where Ohio is playing, where all these, can you tell us the point spreads for the games that are scheduled for tomorrow?
Oh, Tennessee, it would be an 8-point favorite over Ohio. Baylor and Old Dominion. Here's one. Baylor and Old Dominion, you're thinking, well, Baylor's at 3 seed. Old Dominion's at 11. You're thinking, oh, there's got to be a pretty good spread. 4 points. 4 points separates those two teams. Kansas State, BYU, 4 points. Kansas State's a 2 seed versus a 7. 4 points is all that is. 4 points seems to be the reoccurring theme here because Butler and Murray State, Butler, a 4.5-point favorite over Murray State. They're even the real bracket. That's not it. Washington, New Mexico. Pick 'em. Washington, New Mexico. A 3 and an 11. Pick 'em. It's an even game. How is that? Why would we even seed them?
Well, that's why Colin Cowherd says there's Vegas and then there's not Vegas. The early games getting ready to go today. West Virginia against Morgan State, Temple against Cornell, which is one that a lot of people want to watch, and Xavier taking on Minnesota. Those are the early 3 games today, and we invite you to join us down here at Fanatics, where MGD 64s are just $1.75, $2 draws, and $4 burger and beer special all day long. And during every tournament game, Fanatics is open for lunch every Friday, happy hour from 4 to 6 with $1.75 domestic beers. Check out FanaticsCarney.com and join their Facebook page to receive events, specials, and updates. And we will be here from 11 to 1 today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with some great guests. So stop by and see us. Peter Yazbeck, the Ohio Bobcat fan, said he even watched the game here last night as Ohio pulled it off, so he says it's Fanatics karma. You want your team to win, you watch them at Fanatics.
Doug, I forgot one game which might catch some people's eyes. You think Villanova escaped yesterday, so now the path, well, gets easier, I guess, than it was against the 15 seed. Well, they get a 10 seed in St. Mary's. So you're thinking that point spread's got to be what? 15, 16, 17? It's 4.5. 4.5 points separates Villanova and St. Mary's. So you got to think people are going to be into betting the favorites tomorrow. Look for an underdog sort of day on Saturday of this tournament.
Well, coming up later today, the Duke Blue Devils will be in action as they play the winner of the play-in game, which is Arkansas Pine Bluff. They tip off at 6:25 tonight. We'll be talking with the voice of Duke, Bob Harris. Also, Brenda Van Langen of ESPN to talk about the women's field. Tanya Warren, the head coach of Northern Iowa. Her team takes on the Husker women on Sunday night. Augie Garrido, the head baseball coach at Texas, is going to be joining us in just about after the break, so it's about 5 minutes. And then Steve Anderson, track announcer at Bonner Park, where they're getting ready to run for the fun again this weekend. But right now, we're just getting underway with day 2 of the NCAA tournament. We'll have an update coming your way in just a little bit. But when we come back, the head baseball coach at the University of Texas, Augie Garrido, joins us. Stop by for lunch. Stop by for all the tournaments. Plus, NCAA wrestling is going on today. Huskers, a couple of guys in the quarters. They've got that on for you down here as well at Fanatics on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break and be back with Augie Garrido after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com. And your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf.
Well, Nebraska, spring is just around the corner, and it's a great time to save big on your next set of tires at Big O Tires, where all of our premium Big O touring passenger and light truck tires are 25% off. That's right. Buy three and get the fourth tire free. We're talking 60 to 80,000 mile premium tires at economy prices. No games or gimmicks, just a real 25% savings only at Big O Tires. But hurry, this sale ends soon. Tires, service, straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Wall-to-wall college hoops for 3 weeks. Does it get any better?
Rebounded by Patterson for Kentucky. Out to Wall. Driving in the lane. Over the defense. Wall back-to-back.
The NCAA tournament is on. Westwood won. 65 teams. Only one will remain. It's quite a ride. And it's all right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As skies stay cloudy throughout the day today, we'll see some rain or snow showers turn over to some snow later on in the day with up to about an inch or two possible in spots by this evening. Temperatures will stay falling through the 30s with a north wind of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
With all this basketball talk, the Big 12 season actually opens this weekend, which is almost sad in a way that they opened with Texas, because this is always such a big weekend when anybody gets to play Texas, and it's at Texas. The game Sunday's on television. We've got them all on the radio this weekend, but I guess it does give you a little eye-opener to pay attention because conference season does begin.
Well, yeah, and he's taken this Texas Longhorn team to 6 out of the last 10 College World Series, including 2 national titles. We're pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Texas Longhorns, Augie Garrido. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing fine. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. We're still trying to recover from St. Patrick's Day. How about you guys?
Well, we celebrated St. Patrick's Day by having a practice and a little bit of a scrimmage and trying to get ready for the Cornhuskers.
Now you got a music festival and all sorts of stuff going on to entertain the boys when they come down, right?
We got plenty of things going on. We got us a rodeo. We got us a music festival. We got a film festival. We've got a lot of entertainment for them.
Is that all for distractional purposes?
It's all very carefully planned.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your baseball team. I mean, you are everybody's pick to be at the top of the poll at the start of the season. You're number 2 in most polls this week, 13-4, 17 games in. How do you feel the team has played so far?
Well, I think that we've played, the pitching has lived up to the hype, as advertised. They're doing very well. And we're playing good defense behind them, which is the way the team was structured, and with the limited time practices that we have, that is where we've put our emphasis early in the season. On the offensive side, we've had two breakout games, even though we lost down at Rice. We played from the offensive side of it really well. In the last game against Iowa, we scored 18 runs, which was more than the season's total up to that point in time, I think. But it really is a team that is a work in progress and will be, you know, throughout the whole season. And the good news for everyone in the conference is it's a fresh start, a new beginning. All of the old stuff that's happened that baseball throws at you, all the adversities and all those kinds of things, can be put behind you and get off to a good start, and that'll hold true for Nebraska as well.
Augie Greener joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, did you realize as a freshman Taylor Jungman was going to be able to do what he did, 11 wins for you a year ago?
We had high hopes for him, but you never know until the player is put in this environment, because it's one that is pretty pretty intense, and there's high expectations by the fans and the media and the things that surround the program. And we try to keep them focused on what's going on the field and control the things they can control and not be distracted by all of the things that are around this program. And the biggest demon here is probably expectations. You know, I didn't set the watermark here. It was set a long time ago, and it was set really high. So anything less than a national championship here is considered, you know, pretty much a failure. So we didn't know that Taylor would be able to function with the maturity that he has shown right from the get-go. I suspect he's an old soul, and he's come back to life four times, but every time it's been as a pitcher.
Doug, for fans out there that don't know, the kid was 11-3 a year ago, 2.00 ERA. He enters Friday night's contest, 0.93 ERA. They're still playing with aluminum bats, aren't they, Augie?
Yeah, they are. Although Dishfalk Field is a huge field, and we have the field turf as well, so it does compromise the metal bat. This is a ballpark built for pitchers and defense. So, not to take anything away from Taylor or any of his teammates, but the truth of the matter is that this is probably the biggest ballpark in the conference and the slowest ballpark in the conference.
And Daddy, also one more stat to throw out. Right now, through 17 games, the team ERA is 2.10, which is just absolutely astounding, and I know you can't be any more pleased with that. And then you bring Chance Ruffin in, and he just keeps slamming the door on people.
Well, it's been our experience with Houston Street and Jay Brent Cox and some of the other Charlie Thames and some of the other great closers that we've had here is you're really not going to go very far into the national championships without an exceptional closer. And so we took Chance out of a starting position, one of our best pitchers, and asked him to do that job, and he's been doing it ever since and doing it very well.
I guess you know going in that pitching's got to carry your team through the Big 12, and whether it's Jabba Chamberlain, whether it's a Max Scherzer, you've got to have that number one guy, and you got him coming back.
Yeah, and you know that's just we're just very fortunate and very blessed that that's happened. He has been a Texas fan all of his life, and he wanted to come to school here before going into professional baseball. So it was just one of those little miracles that we need every once in a while.
Augie Garrido is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You touched at the batting average right now. As good as the pitching is, the average is just .264. But you got a couple of kids that are starting to put the bat on the ball. Jordan's already knocked four out of the ballpark. You guys have always been a home run hitting team. Is this year's team going to be another one of those once they get things rolling?
I really believe in this team offensively. We are off to. I think what happened, honestly, is we scrimmaged for about 3 weeks before the regular season started, and we faced our own pitching. And I think the pitchers honestly shredded the confidence of the hitters. They were ready to go on day one, and an example would be we played a 10-inning inter-squad game, and in the 10 innings, Brandon Workman pitched 5 of the innings, and Youngman pitched 5 of the innings against the same team. And of the outs, the 30 outs, 21 of them were by strikeouts.
Hockey Green, that sounds like my entire career at the plate. I'll tell you what, right there. Coach Garino joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, on the opposite side of things, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, what do you know about them? What concerns do you have about Mike Anderson's squad?
Well, we have so many concerns about our own team, we really don't have time to cross over the bridge to see what's going on the other side. Baseball is a game, as you guys know, that is just filled with adversity and is a monster to try to gain semi-control of it. There's no controlling it. So we're really more focused on trying to get the ball in play and play quality catch and throw strikes and keep it simple and be aggressive. And I'm sure that Mike and his guys that do a great job there feel the same way. The opponent really isn't the factor as much because I don't know who decided this, but it's really difficult when the offense doesn't have the ball. It's hard to attack the opponent with what Sports Illustrated has described as, you know, the single most difficult skill in all of sports, hitting a baseball. So if you see, oh man, they've got a second baseman, let's take it right at him. How the hell do you get it there?
Augie Garino with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute before they run off to their practice here. Coach, now that the conference season starts, do you have another meeting with your kids? How does that change what you do compared to maybe the first two games or first two series of the year?
You know, guys, what we try to do here is we try to take it a week at a time because finally, and at the end of the day, and at the end of the season, you're going to look back on all this stuff. It's the scope of it all the way through June is too huge to take in one big chunk and look at the whole thing. You have to know about the whole, but you have to divide it into more manageable parts. And we try to take and make every week a new season. And so we'll stick with our plan. We know where we are at this point in time, and we know what we are, and we know what we aren't, and we're just trying to work our way through it. We do new statistics every week. We try to get them thinking about unloading all the negative things that happen in baseball after a four-game week or a five-game week and start over, you know, and that's what we'll do again.
Coach, you were able to do a documentary of sorts with ESPN in the last year and a half. Talk about that experience, and I was interested because you're so into the mental side of things and probably leave the physical side out as much as anybody does in the game.
Well, the documentary was very revealing, even to me. Richard Linklater was the director and producer of the movie for ESPN, and they just... Really, there was no acting involved with it at all. It was a series of interviews with people that I have worked with before or have played for me, and also then just comments and clips. They followed us around for 2 years with cameras, and I wouldn't have done it with anybody else except Richard because I trust him. And first time I saw the film was at the premiere of the film here in Austin, and the best thing about it, I think, probably was that it raised several hundred thousand dollars for needy groups in this particular area. So it became a worthwhile endeavor, but it's really hard to sit through it when it's you. Being revealed like that is rough.
Seeing yourself up on the big screen with all that.
Yeah. You know, no, I didn't say that. Did I say that? No way. That's stupid.
Well, he's gonna be on the little screen Sunday as the third game of the series is on TV on Fox. Augie, we know you got to get running here. We sure appreciate you always giving us time here in Nebraska on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck as you make a run for a conference and a national title.
Well, thank you, guys. Always a pleasure, and hello to everybody in the great state of Nebraska. I appreciate you and love you.
Oh, how sweet. How sweet. He loves us. Augie has a big heart today, probably because he knows he's about ready to go 3-0 in a conference.
Oh, boy. I hope that's not the case. I hope it's not bad news that game's on TV to show the world what Nebraska baseball is. Hopefully, Nebraska will be competitive this weekend. I know it's a tough way to start out the conference season with a second, third-ranked team, wherever you want to look, in the country. But hopefully they can be competitive.
Well, Tony, Mike Anderson has chosen Casey Hopman as his Friday night starter in Big 12 action. He's 1-2, but his ERA is 1.96 going against the sophomore phenom Taylor Youngman, who's 2-0 with that 0.93, as we talked about with Coach Garrido. Then Mike Marriott will go tomorrow, and Tom Lemke will go on Sunday. The freshman, Coach was right. He's all fired up about Tom Lemke. Lemke could have went pro. He came to the Huskers. He's already into that Sunday spot, a place where Johnny Dorn and Jabba were at the end of the first in their freshman, at the beginning of their freshman year.
Yeah, Lemke's the future of this program. Him along with Kirk Gillers, another one. Some of those freshmen that Nebraska fortunate enough to get them to Lincoln to go to college, where, as in the past couple of years, all those kids opted to go to the pro baseball way and drop into the minor leagues and fight their way through that. These kids decided to come to Lincoln, throw them out there and be a weekend starter immediately. He was a 10th round overall pick. You got to remember that. So I think he's pretty good. We'll see how good he is against the second-ranked team in the country.
The Doug and Daddy Show live here at Fanatics on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where all the NCAA tournament games in this first session are underway. NCAA wrestling is going on. They've got a TV on that for you as well, as Nebraska has a couple of kids wrestling in this section of the quarterfinals in Brester and Dwyer. So if you're into the wrestling, watch that. Of course, basketball all weekend, men and women. The Husker game coming up on Sunday night. Coming up in a little while here, we'll catch up with Northern Iowa coach Tanya Warren as they get ready to take on the Huskers. Plus, Brenda Van Langen is going to join us from ESPN to look at the women's bracket. The voice of the Duke Blue Devils, Bob Harris, will join us in just a few minutes. We'll also talk a little horse racing with Steve Anderson of Fodder Park. But come join us at Fanatics, where during every tournament game, they've got $4 burgers and beers, $2 draws, and $1.75 MGD64. That's like, free, almost. Why wouldn't you be here checking it out? At Fanatics on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, we need to take a break before we do.
I bet Kevin Williams is on special, too. Ask him for a Kevin Williams drink.
Here's your score update. 4 minutes in, Cornell leads Temple 8-7. 4 minutes in, Minnesota leads Xavier 8-6. At 11:25 to go in the first quarter, Morgan State jumped out to a 10-0 lead, and they lead West Virginia 14-7. We'll be back with more from Fanatics on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
It's Cash for Cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro-quality and a competitor of DeWalt. And you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best. Does it best.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
As skies stay cloudy throughout the day today, we'll see some rain or snow showers turn over to some snow later on in the day with up to about an inch or two possible in spots by this evening. Temperatures will stay falling through the 30s with a north wind of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
Fanatics here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Come on down and join us for lunch and for all the tournament games throughout the 2010 NCAA Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament. And even when that's not going on, now you can kind of get excited about the NIT. There's going to be some good games in their middle of the week, so something that you can watch in the NIT as well. And Creighton getting ready to take on Fairfield, the team that made that amazing comeback the other night from 27 down against George Mason. That's their next opponent in the CollegeInsider.com tournament.
But I guess you know the one big game, you know, and you say Creighton being a local team has a added interest to that. But you know, the one nationally big game, I guess Mississippi State going down to the wire with Kentucky in overtime in that conference tournament, and North Carolina meeting up. So you think this is a great game? Expect a great game, some great effort, some great basketball. That's 8.5 point spread. Mississippi State favored by 8 points, where we got a 10 seed. And a 2 seed, it's 4 point spread. What is going on?
Well, we're checking our brackets here. I've got Cornell to win, and I've also got to, in this bracket, I have Xavier to win, and you have Temple. Or no, you took Cornell. Did you take Cornell?
No, I think I've got Temple.
Oh, yeah, you got Temple, that's right. And then you took Xavier as well. And then, of course, we all have West Virginia, but Morgan State currently leads West Virginia 17-9. And you've got West Virginia. We both got West Virginia going to the Final Four. I've got them playing for the national championship against Kansas. I knew yesterday it was going to be a long road when Notre Dame was out right away, and I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
They got her back to 5 now. So West Virginia, still a lot of game left, 30 minutes left in that one. So 17-12 there.
Like to have a lot of fun. Bob Harris, the voice of Duke, is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we are live at Fanatics. Of course, it's not all NCAA basketball, but most of it is NCAA basketball. And I kind of agree with Colin Cowherd. He came on to say that don't confuse close games for great basketball. Got to watch most of it yesterday. You know what? Yeah. Somebody had to play good if the game was close. Just because Villanova didn't play well, that allowed Robert Morris to come in. Well, you got to give the coaches always say, well, the other team played pretty well. That's why we didn't.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think the other team took things away from you, didn't allow what you wanted to do. I think there was some, you know, you look at the overtime yesterday, one in particular, BYU in Florida, where BYU just goes bonkers, you know, especially shooting the ball. The shot at the end of the game last night, Northern Iowa hit, you know, about a 28-footer that he just drained. Yeah, there's some really good marksmen out there shooting the basketball from the outside. And it's fun to see this time of year, especially these games come down to the wire. I thought Murray State, the finish yesterday. You just don't see a whole lot of those throughout the year, and you see three or four of them yesterday alone.
Well, don't forget, it's a busy day for Daddy and I. Doug and Daddy are going to be heading to Silver Lake tonight for the Nebraska senior football players, as they do every year, make a little tour and play some basketball and help raise funds for a variety of people, and that includes tonight at Silver Lake High School as they will be taking on the hometown boy, Derek Meyer, Colton Kaler, Menelik Holt going to be there, Chris Brooks, a whole bunch of Husker seniors, and it gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. So stop by. They've got tickets for you at the school, at the banks in the area there for Silver Lake High School tonight in Roseland at 7 o'clock. There's an autograph session after the game. Husker Hoop T-shirts are available. Proceeds go to the Silver Lake Athletic Department. So bring out the kids. They'll love the autograph session afterwards and to see some of those Huskers do battle. We're going to take another break here because joining us in just a couple of minutes here at a quarter to the hour, we're going to be joined by the voice of the Duke Blue Devils, Bob Harris, who's going to join us. And we want you to join us at Fanatics downtown Kearney for the 2010 tournament and for lunch. We'll be back with Bob Harris from Duke right after this.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
In the past 2 years, crude oil has traded in a range from nearly $32 to nearly $150 per barrel. Hi, I'm Katie with AgWest Energy. If your business burns fuel, AgWest can help you manage this incredible volatility. Allow me 20 minutes of your time, and I'll show you some risk management tools unique to the Western Corn Belt. Call AgWest Energy today at 866-WE-HEDGE and ask for Katie. Don't let unstable energy prices mess with your bottom line. Give me a call today.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Storm, a bouncing puck in the slot. Shot, this scores!
The Tri-City Storm has a special girls' night out announcement. March 19th and 20th, come to the Storm Games and watch Las Vegas entertainer Cody Alexander perform as Madonna with special appearances as Gwen Stefani and Lady Gaga. It's 3 Las Vegas acts in 1 weekend live at the Storm Games March 19th and 20th. Get your tickets at stormhockey.com, presented by Fiero.
Doug and Daddy Show continues here on ESPN Radio. And Daddy, a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, think Duke has the easiest road to the Final Four. And you know, as the week has gone on here, I'm beginning to think, what road is easy to get to the Final Four and to get to Indianapolis? But we're going to find out a little bit more about the Blue Devils, one of America's favorite teams.
Well, people like to talk about those favorites, and Duke certainly is one of them. And the radio play-by-play voice of the Duke Blue Devils joins us right now in Bob Harris. Bob, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and thanks for giving us a minute today.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. How's the weather out there this week?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a little bit better. It's a little bit better.
Good
enough to celebrate the NCAA tournament and being Irish, if you're so inclined.
Oh,
of course.
Yes.
Bob, I'll tell you what, we got all crazy and the sun came out this week once.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we haven't seen it in 2 days down here. It's just been very overcast, but about 51 degrees, so not all that bad. But, yeah, it is an exciting time of the year, and having been the voice of the Blue Devils for 35 years, I think we figured it out this morning. This will be my 30th NCAA tournament to broadcast, and it's exciting. It really is. And to go in with a team that's one of the number one seeds in the event, it makes it even that much more special. But, you know, you were talking about the easy road. There are no easy roads to the Final Four. I don't care whether you're the number one seed or the number four 16 seed. You got to win six games to win it all. And, yeah, you look at things on paper and say, well, this it should fall this way or it should fall that way. But, you know, I think I've never been to the Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena, but I'm sure that they play it on hardwood and not on paper. So we'll see how that all turns out down there.
Bob, and being involved with the Duke Blue Devils for so long, is there one memory, two memories that just stand out being ahead of everything else? Is it Leitner's shot or... That's the one that stands out for me being a Duke fan.
Well, that is the number one thing, I think, because it's gotten me more notoriety or whatever you want to call it than anything else. I told Christian this summer, he was up for Coach K's fantasy camp. I said, whether you or I, either one like it or not, we are linked together for the rest of our lives. He said, I love it if you do. I said, that's fine with me. And it has been labeled as the most recognizable college basketball call in history. And probably the number two overall basketball call behind Johnny Most's famous Havlicek stole the ball. Havlicek stole the ball. So, you know, just to be a part of this program for 35 years has been it's a joyride for me. It really is. And I get a little more pumped up this time of the year because of all the implications and things that could happen. But, you know, for all but one team, they won't happen. And that's the hard part, is accepting that that last game defeat, because you know you got to pack the sneakers up. You don't get to play anymore this year.
Bob Harris, the voice of the Duke Blue Devils, is joining us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, what about this Duke ball club? How far do you think they can go?
If they are continuing to peak as they have for the last couple of weeks in February and through the ACC tournament, then they can be in Indianapolis in 3 weeks. If they don't, you know, they can go home this weekend. It's just that kind of a situation. And I think that's probably pretty much the story for all 65 teams in the tournament right now, that you have to play your best. There are games where you're going to be matched against a team that you are much better than. But, you know, you got to realize whether it's a 16 or a 15 or a one seed, those lower teams, this is their one moment in the sunshine sometimes. And if they take advantage of it, then, you know, they're going to be a front-page story if they can pull one off, because, as you know, no 16 team has ever beaten a one seed. So we'll see how that goes this weekend.
Bob Harris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess, Bob, when you look at the players on Duke's squad, is there one guy that stands out to you as saying he really came along more than we ever expected this year?
Well, I think you have to look at Brian Zubek, of course, and because he had struggled for 3 years. You know, when you come into a conference like the Atlantic Coast Conference, the level of play is so high, and it's so hard for a big man. And I don't mean an agile 6'9 or 6'10 guy. I'm talking about the traditional big center, a 7'1, 260-pounder. And then to complicate matters, he has a broken bone in his foot his sophomore year and has to miss a lot of time. And I asked him the other day, I said, do you wish if you had the power to turn history back, you would have redshirted that sophomore year and had another year of eligibility left? He said, you know, I'm really happy with where I am in my station in life right now. He said, no, I wouldn't go back. He said, it all happens for a reason. And he said, yeah, I went through some tough times. I came down to a choice that I had to make. I can either flee or fight. And he said, I chose to fight. And people thought about after the game here against Maryland on the 13th of February when he had 16 points and 17 rebounds. I said, man, it's wonderful that he's finally having success. I said, oh, the wonderful thing was what I got to experience that nobody else outside the Duke basketball family did, was standing there in the players' lounge after the game interviewing him for our post-game show, and to see the pride and the satisfaction on his face. That's an image that I'll never forget as long as I live. That is what it's all about. You know, those, I love those interpersonal relationships with the players and, you know, other media members who just cover a team, but, you know, you don't travel with them, you don't know them very personally. They can never experience that. That's the thing that's such a beautiful thing about my job, is I get to have those relationships.
Bob, all the years involved with Blue Devil basketball and seeing the ACC and what an unbelievably great conference it has been, did you see the collapse this year and think the conference might be down as far as it is as a whole?
I don't think it's down. I think we've seen what coaches have been talking about for several years now, and that's parity. And I think it's that way nationwide. I mean, you know, did UConn have a collapse, or is the Big East maybe a little more in parity than they have been? But there was no dominant team, no super powerhouse this year in the ACC. But conversely, there was not one game on anybody's schedule that you could circle and say, this is a win. There just wasn't. I mean, NC State proved that to Duke. We went over there, and they whipped us good and you know, finished in 11th place in the conference. Miami, who finished 12th, gave us all we wanted, led by 12 at the half down there just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, does that mean the league's down? No. It just means that there are a lot of good teams with a lot of good athletes and some outstanding coaches in this league. And when you get that, you're going to have nights where, you know, the lower-ranked team beats the higher-ranked team.
Bob Harris with us for just another minute here, voice of the Duke Blue Devils. When you're just talking with Coach K, you don't have the mic in front of him. What does he think about this team compared to some other teams that have had a legitimate chance to make a run to the finals?
Well, as he has said publicly, and I think he believes it privately, this is a very good team. Great team? They could be, but they're not right now. If they continue to improve, you know, and if they would win the thing, then, yeah, I would say that they probably would be ranked among some of the best Duke teams ever. But, you know, the next 3 weeks will dictate what kind of legacy that they'll leave for themselves when this season is over.
Bob, I'll be honest with you. The reason I became a Duke fan in high school is because I had a little brother that was a North Carolina fan, and I hated hearing it. And so I just got the Duke blue on, and I started with, then Christian and the boys came along, and then that helped me come along.
I thought it was because Bill Jackman went there. No. I didn't know what you're talking about.
What Duke Blue Devil had the biggest smile on his face after that whipping at North Carolina, that whipping up North Carolina
league? It might have been about a 13-way tie, because and some of us who were not team members had even bigger smiles. You know, when they're kind of protected, they don't have to you know, meet the Carolina fans at the water fountain at work on Monday and all that stuff after you lose to them. So yeah, I think it was a total team victory, and the seniors I think probably did have the biggest smile, because you know they had not beaten North Carolina in Cameron in their previous 3 years. And they had not taken the ACC championship for the regular season or even a tie for it. And I think that combination really led to their good feeling that they had when they left the floor that night.
Bob, great job. Really enjoyed speaking with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show. And you got trouble, buddy, because we got your phone number. And if this team makes a run, we'll be calling you again.
You got it. Glad to help, guys.
Thanks again, Bob. Bob Harris, voice of the Duke Blue Devils. What a get. Hope you enjoyed it. And, again, Duke plays tonight in the first game of the tournament for them against Arkansas Pine Bluff, the winner of that play-in game.
Yeah, that's one that should not be close. Should be relatively easy. 18-15, Arkansas Pine Bluff upsetting to get into the tournament. And then
Then they'll take on the Cal-Louisville winner, which could get a little bit more exciting. I really think, Tony, after today, not a lot of people are really going to be riding that Duke bandwagon. They're going to, in about every game, I think you're going to see where people would say, well, they could beat Duke. They could beat Duke.
Here's an interesting tidbit for you, though. The Arkansas Pine Bluff coach, Doug, is George Ivory. He actually played against Duke in 1986 tournament for Mississippi Valley State. He scored 14 points as the number 16 seed gave him a scare. He's been there before, could have been there, done that. Mississippi Valley State, also the home of famous NFL receiver.
Oh, Jerry Rice, yeah, who is going to make his nationwide tour debut here next month. I forget the name of the tournament, but he is going to play his first professional golf tournament. It's going to be on the nationwide tour, yeah.
Once again, another reason to punch Jerry Rice.
Yeah, but how many strokes will he miss the cut by? 10? More? Less?
Well, he's there. He must be a shooter.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they don't want to chop out there.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, no, they're not going to let him out there if he's a chop. Let's give you an update from the NCAA basketball tournament, which we'll be joining live after the Doug and Daddy show wraps up at 1 o'clock here from Fanatics on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Folks continue to file in to enjoy their lunch break. A $4 burger and beer special, or burger and whatever the beverage of your choice special is. Of course, the great pizzas, the great wings. Got some cheese bread that's just about ready to be set down on the table here for a little appetizer, and they've got all kinds of drink specials for you every game of the tournament. And here are the games that are going on. After starting out 10-0, Morgan State on top. West Virginia is now taking care of business here. 2 minutes to go, first half. West Virginia 32, Morgan State 23. Minnesota and Xavier are tied at 17 with 7:10 to go in the first half. Xavier was up 8 early in this game. And with 8 minutes to go in the first half, Cornell 22 and Temple 16. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk a little horse racing with Steve Anderson of Fodder Park. Also in the second half of the show today, Brenda Van Langen to talk about the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. And we'll preview the Huskers' first opponent in the Women's Tournament with Tanya Warren, the head coach at Northern Iowa. And, of course, Daddy, when we talked to her, a lot of people have been making the comment about how she was at Creighton and, you know, she played against Creighton and all this kind of thing. She knows about Connie Yori. She's never coached with Connie Yori. And so it'll be interesting to see if that really does play in and help at all, which I don't think it will. But some people think Northern Iowa kind of got jobbed. Maybe they should have been a 12, a 13 seed.
Well, let's hope that Nebraska just refocuses and takes care of business, because clearly the talent-wise, they're overmatched. I mean, the team's 17-15. In all honesty, yeah, they've won 9 of their last 12. They're still 17-15. Nebraska's 30-1.
And had a losing record going into the Mo Valley tournament.
Yes. So now Creighton did give Nebraska problems, but let's remember, this is a 17-15 team, and I think Nebraska supposedly has gotten to the point where, hey, maybe the loss was good for us, maybe it brought us back to reality, maybe we set us straight a little bit, refocus, go out there and take care of business. I think they do that.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, but before we do, Tri-City Storm also at home tonight and tomorrow. If you're coming in for lunch, come up to the Doug and Daddy table. If you want to go to Storm Hockey either tonight or tomorrow, we're going to set you up with a family four-pack of tickets. First person that comes up to the Doug and Daddy table, and we're towards the back here at Fanatics, says you want to go see some Storm Hockey, we're going to set you up with a family four-pack of tickets you choose tonight or tomorrow. They've got some great entertainment, another Vegas impersonator coming out. Daddy, you love the Neil Diamond impersonator. This one's a Madonna and Lady Gaga impersonator, and does some other skits and performances as well. She'll be there this weekend as well. So next person that comes in and visits us here at Fanatics and comes back and mentions that they want to see some Storm Hockey, we're going to set you up with a family four-pack of tickets. We'll be back and talk a little horse racing with Steve Anderson of Fodder Park right after this.
Weekend mornings are hard to wake up and get going. So Sportsman's Restaurant is giving you a reason to get up and get to Gibbon for a full breakfast menu Saturdays from 6 to 10. And all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet and fresh fruit bar on Sundays for only $5.95. And as if that's not enough to make the short drive to sunny downtown Gibbon, Sportsman's is doing a Sunday brunch buffet from 11 to 2 for only $7.95 as well. Sportsman's, giving you a reason to get up this weekend.
Mm.
Direct deposit is a great idea. If you receive a monthly government check, you should have direct deposit. You also can get direct deposit with your paycheck. If you don't have direct deposit, stop and see us or visit with your employer. Direct deposit. It's convenient and it's safe. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Is continuing coverage of NCAA Championship Basketball. KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska women's basketball team will square off with Northern Iowa in the opening round of the NCAA tournament on Sunday in Minneapolis. The Huskers are 30-1 in the season. The Panthers are 17-15. The winner will face either UCLA or North Carolina State in the second round. Tip-off will be at 6. Pre-game show begins at 5:45 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska baseball team will open Big 12 play with a three-game series at second-ranked Texas this weekend. The Huskers are 8-7 in the season. The Longhorns are 13-4. Game 1 of the series gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Pre-game show at 5:30 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Hastings College softball team split two games yesterday at the Sun West Tournament out in Southern California. The Broncos beat Puget Sound out of Washington 2-0. Chelsea Woodside was the winning pitcher. She gave up only 3 hits and struck out 11. Felicia Graff had a home run, and Sasha Chavez had an RBI for the Broncos. Hastings lost the second game to St. Mary's by the score of 9-1. Danielle McDonald was a losing pitcher. She went 5 2/3 and gave up 9 runs on 12 base hits. Whitney King led the Broncos with 2 hits. Hastings is now 7-11 on the season. They'll play host to Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday beginning at 5. The Nebraska-Kearney-Colorado Christian baseball series scheduled for this weekend in Lakewood, Colorado has been pushed back a day due to expected poor weather today. The Lopers and the Cougars will now play doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday. The original schedule had the teams playing Friday and Saturday. If the teams cannot play on Saturday, the series will be shortened to 2 games. And the UNK softball team is in New Mexico this weekend for a 4-game RMAC series with New Mexico Highlands. The Lopers and the Cowgirls will play doubleheaders on both Saturday and Sunday. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
The proud supporters at Pinnacle Bank would like to say congratulations to the smart and witty Aurora District Speech Contest participants on taking first place. Good luck at state. From your fans at Pinnacle Bank in Aurora, the way banking should be. Member FDIC. Midwest Truck and Trailer Repair is thrilled with the Gothenburg state-bound speech competitors and knows the guys and girls will be eloquent in their presentations. From Midwest, your complete truck and trailer repair service at 310 Cottonwood Road near the Frito-Lay plant in Gothenburg.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we head into our second hour from Fanatics Sports Bar and Grill. Continues to fill up for lunch. Come on in and enjoy the games, the wrestling, the men's basketball, and, of course, the great specials, beer and burger or beer and whatever it is you want to have today for just $4. They've got great drink specials for you all day as well and during every NCAA tournament game. And, of course, they invite you in to watch Nebraska at the NCAA Wrestling Championships going on at the Quest in Omaha, and, of course, the Husker women's game tomorrow night at 6:05. We'll talk with Brenda Van Langen coming up in the second half of this program today for ESPN's national coverage. She's going to be headed down to some warm weather, it sounds like, in Arizona to watch the Oklahoma State Regional. And we'll also talk with Tanya Warren. She is the head coach at Northern Iowa. That's coming up in the after the 12:30 hour in our final half hour today. But to invite you to come down and join us at Fanatics, and then at 1 o'clock, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Right now, West Virginia leading Morgan State at the half, 38-27. 4.5 to go in the first half. Minnesota and Xavier are tied at 19. And 5 minutes to go in the first half. Cornell is now on a little run, leading Temple 29-18 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. But, of course, with all that's going on, from basketball to hockey to the football guys playing over at Silver Lake tonight, the Husker basketball football connection, there's also time to have fun this weekend at Bonner Park, and we are pleased to welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show, live from his perch at Bonner, the voice. He is the voice of Nebraska racing, Steve Anderson. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Long time no see. A perch, about as good as it gets when you describe up where I work. I call it the crow's nest. It's a little more appropriate. Especially on days like today. It's warm up here. That's the best news. But that snow's starting to spit here, and I understand you're getting a little bit more back your way than here.
Well, it would have been nice to have racing yesterday, Tony.
Yes. Perfect weather yesterday. Of course, we're a day off, as always, there at Bonner Park. Nonetheless, the crowds have been second to none as far as Nebraska racing goes. Steve, your thoughts early on in the season?
Well, the crowds are incredible, Tony. Last Saturday, what a shame that the racetrack came up muddy. And ultimately, it's the riders' decision after we set sail. The racetrack gets the first decision, which they made early on Sunday, and we canceled that racing as well. But once we start, now it's in the hands of the riders, and after the third race, they pull the plug on things last week. And I'm telling you what, I've talked to so many railbirds that have been around Bonner Park for a long, long time, and I don't know if it's the long winter, cabin fever is at an all-time high, but our Saturday crowds have absolutely been incredible, and we really haven't had a marquee event yet to pass along to our race fans, other than the fact that a lot of them came out last Saturday to watch Rachel Alexander and Zenyatta and their season debuts on nationwide simulcasting. But, you know, we paraded Leaping Plum this Saturday, a couple of Saturdays prior to that, in front of the Grasmick Stake race. The Tonight Rainbow was appearing in as well, and it was packed that day. I mean, literally with a shoehorn, they've had to try to slide these people in. So the public has responded. True race fans that I have not seen out here for a long, long time have come out just for the enjoyment of the sport and the spectacle of what we have to offer. And again, you know, the downside to what happened last Saturday is that, you know, when we can't pull the show off and give them a full 10 races, you know, nobody wins in that situation. I just thank the racing gods for simulcasting, because this crowd was silent when we announced after the third race there'd be no more live racing. But it only took about 30 seconds to sink in, and then that festive atmosphere returned. By the time I got over to the clubhouse, people were really whooping it up. A tremendous amount of Kearney people there last Saturday, guys. I don't know if I need to throw any accolades your way, but we had 8 blanket sponsors, for example, from all Kearney businesses. I've never seen that before. The Skyline has always been packed, the Turf Club. And so I tip my hat to you. You've always been loyal to us here at Bonner Park, and racing is still alive and well.
Well, Steve, I was going to say, I think probably the only people that benefited to when they cut the live racing down a little bit is like the fans over at BT's.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got in line for that one, that little event, too.
Yeah. We're joined by Steve Anderson, track announcer at Bonner Park, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we're broadcasting live from Fanatics on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And Steve, as we were setting up the interview, said that he had been chatting here with our buddy Chris Katulak of the TVG Network, and, of course, who got his start there at Bonner Park. You mentioned the simulcasting. Well, Bonner Park now, they make some appearances on TVG. Chris is coming out next week, and we may have to catch up with him about that. But Bonner is doing more than just making a name for themselves here in the Tri-City.
Well, you got that right, guys. I mean, this is an historic event as far as racing coverage is concerned. 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, TVG, which has been picking up all of our races, but only webcasting them. They stream the video up there, and those races are available for wagering in states where phone and internet wagering are legal, of which Nebraska is not one. But they picked up our last four races, like I said, a week ago Sunday. Chris Kutulak, who cut his teeth, he got involved in the business right here at Fawner Park 25 years ago. It's hard to believe that that much time has transpired, because he still looks like a young whippersnapper, despite that flock of salty-looking white hair. But he was one of the co-anchors that day, and our mutual handle jumped up significantly when they joined us in the seventh race on the regular programming. They had a lot of fun with what was going on back here. Of course, Chris, you know, he'd done his homework. He had all kinds of pictures and stories to tell. Not many faces, including yours truly, have changed over that amount of time. And it's brought notoriety not only to this country, but as I'd made comment in a column I did in the local paper here a week ago, I mean, we had sheiks in the Middle East watching, European aristocrats, some sheep and goat herders down in South America and Australia, and you know they all know their horse racing. So Fawner Park is on the map now. We've always had a tremendous reputation amongst horsemen who have visited our facility over the course of almost 60 years now, and this can only lead to bigger and better things. You just hope that the lawmakers down in Lincoln, and here I go getting on my soapbox again, will get the message, because these are alternative forms of revenue coming into the racetrack, of which, you know, the state of Nebraska reaps at least a third of the profits out of that, and Lord knows everybody could use a little bit more money these days.
There's no doubt about that, Steve, and you got so many marquee events coming up, so many big weekends going on at Fawner Park, and they're starting, well, this weekend, are they not?
Yeah, you know, it's Rumbles weekend, Tony. I met my wife at a Rumbles dance, so that's always a significant event for me. And if you come to the races tomorrow, you gain free entry into that Rumbles concert/dance, which goes on at the Heartland Events Center right next door, immediately following our 11th race on the card tomorrow. But in addition to that, we've got three stakes races on the card. There's a classic car show going down on the main line. Of course, we always have that beautiful Nebraska Thoroughbred Hall of Fame and the Vanberg Library at your disposal. If you're, one of these old guys that have a real warming in your heart for the history of this game, which is available down on the main floor as well. But you want to come early. There are still some reserved seats available in the clubhouse, up on the skyline, and in the turf club, but they're minimal. We'll have plenty of room for you in the grandstand and down in the box seats that are right on the finish line. There are a lot of those now have been made available free of charge. So, you know, we've got the Orphan Kiss Stakes race that was supposed to go last week that will be run again tomorrow is race 8. I like Jane of Arcadia and the defending champion Dazzling Seville in there. But the one race we're really looking forward to is the Pitondi Budweiser Handicap. That goes as race 10. And it is the season debut. If everything works out and the old man winner backs off a hedge here, we're going to see the return of Steve Hall's The Nuts, who won the Bossman race here 2 years ago. He is, without question right now, the darling horse on the backside. Tonight, Rainbow kind of backed out of that situation a few weeks back, finishing last in the Grasmick Stakes. The Nuts, we've had so much fun with that name. We're really anticipating and also expecting another huge crowd as well on Saturday.
Steve, I've got $20 in my pocket. Who's the best bet this afternoon?
Eighth race, Tony. I think it's the seventh pony, Looney Lionel. This horse went a half a mile over an off track a couple of weeks ago, and he was just flying down the lane, just got beat at the wire. And that's not even his best distance. So he's going to like the racetrack today. He's going to go two turns, six furlongs. That's three-quarters of a mile this afternoon. And I think you can at least double your money, Tony. I wouldn't hesitate. I'm going to single Looney Lionel in the eighth race as my best bet on the card.
Steve Anderson, he is the track announcer at Fawner Park. Go out and enjoy some racing this weekend. And we're at that time of the season. We're going to probably be talking with Steve every single Friday to get you up to date on what's going on. So, Steve, enjoy the races, stay warm, and hopefully we'll get to see you this weekend.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Once again, it's always a pleasure. I really like to be sitting with you over there watching the games and having a brew and some good food. So enjoy your afternoon as well.
Take care, buddy. Steve Anderson. always gracious with his time, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show, live from Fanatics, where we've got the 2010 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament going on. So come down and join us for some food, some basketball, some NCAA wrestling. We're going to give you an update on that here in just a little bit as well. We've got a lot going on. Still have some more hockey tickets to give away. Congratulations to Jerry and Carney. He wins a family four-pack to the Tri-City Storm. Let's give away a family four-pack to the next person that comes up to us here at the Doug and Daddy table at Fanatics and says they want to see Storm hockey. We've got a family four-pack of tickets to give away to the next people that come up and say they want to see Storm hockey either tonight or tomorrow. We'll take a break. Be back with more, including Brenda Van Langen from ESPN. She's going to be joining us next to break down the women's tournament. Before we take the break, another update from the men's, still at halftime. West Virginia leading Morgan State 38-27. They're just about to go to the half. Xavier and Minnesota are tied at 26, and Cornell leads Temple 35-26 with a minute and a half to go. We'll talk women's basketball with Brenda Van Langen of ESPN right after this.
Get into the games with Charter. Live coverage with access to free HD channels and free on demand so you don't miss a second. High-speed internet streams all the action, and unlimited long-distance calling lets you celebrate. Watch, click, share, cheer with Charter. Lock in your price until 2012. Select bundle packages start at only $89.98 a month for 24 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER.
Limited time offer. 2-year service agreement required. Early termination fees apply. Standard rates apply after promotional period ends. Taxes, fees, installation, HD, and other equipment extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's Cash for Cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro quality and a competitor of DeWalt, and you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best. Does it best.
Well, Nebraska, spring is just around the corner, and it's a great time to save big on your next set of tires at Big O Tires, where all of our premium Big O touring passenger and light truck tires are 25% off. That's right. Buy three and get the fourth tire free. We're talking 60 to 80,000 mile premium tires at economy prices. No games or gimmicks, just a real 25% savings only at Big O Tires. But hurry, this sale ends soon. Tires, service, straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
This time of year, shut off your furnace and put the original SunHeat electronic infrared heater where you need heat. For a limited time, purchase a slightly blemished SunHeat 1500 for just $329, our lowest price ever on this amazing infrared heater. Hurry to Motorsport Sales and Service while supplies last. The original SunHeat is a great energy-saving investment, and there's never been a better time to buy. Hurry to Motorsport Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island, for closeout on remaining 2009 models.
It's the annual open house sale at Wakanda Boats in Republican City Saturday and Sunday, March 20th and 21st. The all-new fleet of Lund, Larson, and StarCraft boats are rigged and ready. Special factory rebates for this show only, with top trade-in allowances and financing available. Lawrence Soda demonstrations, including the new structure scan. Get 20% off all boating accessories, free refreshments. Check out the website at WakandaBoats.com for pontoons, deck boats, and fish and ski boat packages. It's all happening at Wakanda Boats in downtown Republican City Saturday, March 20th and Sunday, March 21st.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine knows the Kearney Catholic High School juniors and seniors will have so much fun at prom, and we hope the good times are remembered forever. Please drive safely by not using your phone or drinking alcohol. From your friends at Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine in Kearney, Cook Construction wishes the Kearney Catholic juniors and seniors a prom that can't be beat. You've looked forward to this night all your life, so don't ruin it by making unwise decisions. Avoid alcohol and don't let friends drive under the influence. Cook Construction, Kearney, proud to support Kearney students.
Men's tournament continuing. Women's tournament starts this weekend. And, of course, we're watching it all down here at Fanatics on the Doug and Daddy Show with a special Friday edition. And
We've been talking so much about the men because, well, the men are going on right now. But tomorrow the women get underway, and helping bring us part of the coverage is right here out of our own backyard. Brenda Van Langen is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the women, to talk about maybe more specifically the Big 12. She's seen a lot of that this year. And, of course, she's keeping very busy because she's going to be doing Division II again coming up. And, Brenda, just great to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show. How jacked up are you for this run to get going?
It's my favorite time of year. I absolutely love this time of year, and I get it started off by going to Tempe and end it with going to San Antonio, so it's a pretty good gig.
Brenda, we talk about the lack of depth as far as teams go that have a chance to win the men's. Is the women's deeper at all?
Well, you know, everybody talks about Connecticut, obviously,
right,
and for good reason. They are an incredible team, and they have dominated the last 2 years. I've said this, you know, in different circumstances. They're definitely the favorite, but I'm not ready to give them the trophy yet because I think there's a lot of good teams. But then I think when you take a look at some of the top teams in the Big 12, top teams in the ACC and the SEC, and then Stanford in the Pac-10, you know, I think there are definitely about 8 to 10 teams that have a legitimate shot, and that's what makes this time of year so interesting.
Well, let's just get right after it. I want to believe so badly that Nebraska can come out of nowhere and do the unthinkable and make the national final against Connecticut. Help me believe that they can go farther than the Elite Eight.
Well, in order to get out of the Elite Eight, they're going to have to beat teams like Kentucky, Oklahoma, which they already have, and Notre Dame. And quite honestly, I think the toughest team as far as a matchup for Nebraska might be Kentucky, because they're kind of a team like Texas A&M in that they like to press full court and play that up tempo. So if Nebraska learned anything from the loss to A&M in the Big 12 semifinals, and I believe they will because they're a smart team, they're a veteran team, they're very well coached, so I think they'll be prepared for that kind of a matchup, then the next game will probably be at Oklahoma or Notre Dame. Well, I think Oklahoma's terrific, but I think Nebraska has more depth inside, so they can win that matchup. And Notre Dame, you know, they're also a very good team, but I think Nebraska actually has much more athletic guards than Notre Dame does and can apply some pressure, and I think could have an advantage in that matchup too. So, you know, if they take the lessons they learned in the loss against A&M and they get through the first couple of rounds and through Kentucky, then I think they've got a great shot at it.
Brenda, I think people in Nebraska are just really starting to appreciate Kelsey Griffin and what she's done for this program. If you're picking teams, and Maya Moore is out there, some other great players, where would she be as far as the realm goes when you're just picking players off of teams? Pick anyone you want. Where does she fall for you?
She falls extremely high. I mean, she's right up there, in my opinion, with the Maya Moores and Tina Charles and Nneka Agwumike from Stanford and Jane Appel. To me, Kelsey Griffin is right up there with them for a number of reasons. Because she is very athletic. And if you watch her play, the explosiveness that she has, the quickness, the jumping ability, she can hang with anybody in the country with her athleticism. And then you add to that her excellent skills and her savvy, and she's the complete package. You know, she can shoot out away from the basket, but she is so strong in and around the basket to get an offensive rebound or to work her way to the rim. She's so smart about how she rotates over and draws charges and brings help for her teammates. She's a complete package. And although I think Nebraska has a great all-around team, it's because of Kelsey Griffin that they are in the position that they are.
Brenda Van Langen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as she is off to Tempe for the games. We'll talk about that in a second. But coming up here at 1 o'clock, she always has her show Monday and Friday on sportsradiokc.com. Of course, you can hear it if you're actually there. But since you're here, you got to listen to it on the web, sportsradiokc.com. Let's talk about the games that you're going to see. And if I got this right, and again, maybe I should have noticed this beforehand, unlike the men, there's only two games and then one game at each city, and I'm sure that's from an attendance hopeful standpoint. So you won't get to see eight teams. You're only going to get to see four, one of those out of the Big 12 and Okie State.
That's correct, yes. It switched a couple of years ago. For a few years, about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, there were eight teams at each site, and they decided to go back to the four teams per site. And so Arizona State is actually the host for this, but Arizona State is not in the NCAA tournament, so we will not have a home team at our site. So Georgia and Tulane will be matched up in the 5-12 game, and then Oklahoma State will be matched up against Chattanooga. And that's the Oklahoma State-Chattanooga game is actually one of the more compelling first-round games in the entire tournament because, unfortunately, Andrea Riley, the leading scorer in the Big 12 the last 3 years and the all-time leading scorer in Big 12 history, 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament, she got into an altercation and took a swing and hit another player. And it wasn't seen during the game, but afterwards the NCAA went back and levied a penalty that she would be suspended from her next NCAA game. Well, they didn't make it last year. So this is 2 years later, her first NCAA game since then. And here she led her team with 26 or 27 points a game. And if you saw her in the Big 12 tournament, she shoots most of the time for her team. It's a very unique situation.
And so most?
For her team to be playing without her in the first round is crazy, because I'm not sure what they'll do, because she shoots all the time for her team.
Well, she had like 44 attempts in the one game, wasn't it?
Yeah, she had 44 attempts in the win over Iowa State. So my prediction is this. I think everybody else is going to be so darn excited that they get a chance to touch the ball and score. The Oklahoma State's just going to go crazy and win that first-round game, and then Riley will be back in the second round, but we'll have to see.
Brenda, you know, in watching the coverage on ESPN the other night, Kara Lawson was all up in arms that Tennessee wasn't a 3 and Nebraska was a 4, and other than when you meet Connecticut, I don't know that has any bearing on anything. Did the committee get it right in your mind that Nebraska had that 3 seed?
Yeah, I think so, because I think Nebraska's only loss was to Texas A&M, who's the 8th-rated team in the country and also really hot right now. And Tennessee had a quote-unquote bad loss to Georgia, and then had also lost to Stanford. You know, you can make the case Tennessee finished to SEC champs, which obviously is a huge task, and won the SEC tournament, which, to my surprise, it's the first year that Tennessee won both regular season and title game in 10 years. As good as Tennessee is, they haven't had that combo in 10 years. But I think because of the entire body of work that Nebraska put together, I think they are the legitimate number 3 seed.
Brenda Van Langen joins us for just another minute here. You touched on how the Connecticut-Okie State game could be intriguing. Are there a couple other matchups this first weekend, even if it's into the second round, that you're going to be looking forward to?
Oh, you know, I cover the Big 12 on Fox Sports Net, so I will definitely be keeping an eye on all the Big 12 teams. And 2 years ago, 8 Big 12 teams made it into the tournament, and all of them advanced to at least the second round, and several of them well beyond that. So I think, my prediction this year is if Oklahoma State can get out of the first round, there's a real chance, especially with Texas playing at home against West Virginia in the second round, there's a real chance that there could be 7 Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16. And so if you're in Big 12 territory, I think that's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Brenda, as far as Nebraska's no real game with Northern Iowa?
It shouldn't be, but there's some interest in that Tanya Warren, the head coach, used to be on the Creighton staff years ago. And then she also was an assistant at Missouri. So she's very well aware of Connie Yori. So there's some interesting bylines that way, but you and I should not beat Nebraska or not have a chance against Nebraska in many ways. But the second-round game is going to be a little tougher. UCLA, the second-place team in the Pac-10, and North Carolina State, who had a really good run in the ACC tournament, is going to be a tough game. But I think, you know, a lot of Nebraska fans will make their way up to Minneapolis, and I think that should be a home kind of atmosphere for Nebraska. So I think they should make it on to the regionals in Kansas City and have a lot of fans be able to come to Kansas City as well.
Hey, Brenda, we'll let you get out of here on this because I haven't heard this question raised, but I think maybe when the tournament's over, you got to wonder. Nebraska, not a hot spot for women's basketball. Connie Yori took the program, has them number three in the country for most of the season. Is Nebraska a good enough spot for her to stay, or will there be some schools trying to court her away? How do you think that situation would work out if she was asked to step up? Where would the next step possibly be, or can she keep Nebraska as a national contender?
You know, it's a really good question. Just knowing Connie and knowing her background and her family, et cetera, I think she'll be at Nebraska a long time. I think that this opportunity gives, you know, this stage gives her the opportunity to recruit even more and better players, and hopefully the best basketball players from the state of Nebraska will continue to go there, like Dominic Kelly and Bonnie Turner are this year. So I think she'll stay around. She said when she left Creighton, she would only leave Creighton for one other program, and that was Nebraska. And I think she's there to stay, and I hope people will continue to support the team like they have this year.
Gives her street cred for her posse.
Well, yeah, sure, what you said.
Well, Brenda, pack the suntan lotion since you don't have to sit in the gym for four games, just two on the opening day, and always appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch up with you again soon as you head to NCAA Division I and Division II. And, of course, we want to remind the folks, if you want to keep up with Brenda, she's Twittering, she's Facebooking. I said I just had a hard time with email the other day, so check it out. Brenda, thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Brenda Van Langen from ESPN, heading to much warmer climates. Brenda, again, thanks so much for the time. As the women's tournament gets underway tomorrow, I filled my bracket out, Daddy. Have you?
I have not filled my women's bracket out. I will do so, though, and I will have Nebraska in that Final Four.
All right. We'll see what happens. She's got confidence in the Big Red, and I guess it's time to just throw caution to the wind and say that Nebraska can get there. So let's find out. Nebraska, Northern Iowa coming up at 6:05 Sunday night, and coming up in our next 15 or 20 minutes or so towards the end of the program, we will talk with the head women's basketball coach at Northern Iowa, Tanya Warren, about her team and her team's chances against Nebraska. On the men's side, West Virginia, Daddy, they fell behind 10-0. They're now on a 48-19 run. They're up 48-29.
Yeah, maybe I forgot to wake up this morning. Once I got woke up, taking care of the Bears.
16 minutes to go in the game. Halftime, Xavier and Minnesota are tied at 26. Also at half, Cornell leads Temple 37-29. The next set of games, the four-pack, Purdue, Siena, Clemson against Missouri, Pittsburgh against Oakland, and Wisconsin against Wofford. And then the late tip today, the 3:45 in the West is going to be a good one. Texas A&M, Utah State. Folks, if you've got basic cable, you're not going to be able to watch that game. That's why you didn't get to see the UTEP game yesterday against Butler, because CBS in our area, they cut away for the news in the hour and 15 minutes of news. So a good place to watch that game or any game today is at Fanatics, where we are broadcasting live on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Stop by and enjoy lunch. A beer and a burger, $4. Beer and a soda, $4. They've got that special throughout the tournament. Anytime a tournament game is going on, men, women, they're there for you. Also, one other thing I want to tell you about, Daddy. Coming up Friday, April 9th here, Fanatics has another live comedy show starring Siddiqui Fuller. They have always had some great music, some hypnotists, some comedy shows here. Always seems to fill up the place. And then the next one is coming up on April 9th. You can check that out and all that you want to know about Fanatics by going to FanaticsCarney.com. Join their Facebook page, receive event special updates, and maybe save yourself a little money, and then never forget when something great is going on at Fanatics, like the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, don't let the weather stop you today, folks. Come see us at Fanatics. Love to have you down here all day long. Drink specials, food specials, all day long.
And, Tony, you know you're going to want to bounce back from the weekend where you're watching all this basketball. How do you do it?
Well, it's pretty simple. I know I, this morning, got out of bed, took the charger, then I charged right down to Fanatics. That's what I did. And I'm telling you, folks, you're over 30, yeah, then you need to hear this. Feel like you're physically over the hill. When you hit the gym, do you fatigue quickly? Yeah, we all do. Can't do it with sit-ups alone anymore, people. Like your age is catching up with you. Complete Nutrition's got the solution, and Charger is the name it goes by. Safe, effective formula that replenishes your body's testosterone levels back to when you are peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and increase in sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most effective and powerful tools for enhancing and extending overall quality of life. Take charge with Charger today, right north of Sunmart, folks. Complete Nutrition, the number one nutrition store in all of central Nebraska. Check them out today. They've got it for you. Whether you're looking for weight loss, whether you're looking for sports nutrition, vitamin supplements, Complete Nutrition, it's right here in Kearney waiting for you.
We will take a break and be back with more at Fanatics on the Doug and Daddy Show here until 1 o'clock. Come by and see us. We'd love to have you be a part of the NCAA tournament coverage, and we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, who is beginning to hear things
about service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, what I hear is this. These people work hard. They also work smart. They get a lot of training from Ford and have a lot of natural ability on their own. Look, when you need to get something done on your car, isn't that who you want working on it? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
I hear you, Mike.
I wasn't talking to you.
Right. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. For special offers, visit genuineservice.com.
No-brainer.
The great golf season kickoff sale is on in the Pro Shop at Indian Head. You'll find hats, shoes, and other apparel discounted. If you want extra markdowns, get in quickly and see the clearance items that have to go to make room for the 2010 merchandise. Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course is Indian Head. Log on to IndianHeadGolf.com or call 308-381-4653.
It's cash for cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro quality and a competitor of DeWalt, and you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best. Does it best.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With six flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome, mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today.
With how expensive gas is these days, you need a gas can that will prevent spills and won't leak. The Plastics Group gas and diesel cans do more than just hold fuel. With auto shutoff, a self-venting spout, and an angled tip, pouring is safe and easy. The heavy-duty construction and tapered profile reduce tip-overs, while the spill-proof system ensures your fuel stays put. Save fuel and save money with a gas or diesel can from the Plastics Group.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware.
Duck and Daddy Show live at Fanatic Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoying the NCAA basketball tournament, and we invite you to come and join us. And Daddy, also the NCAA wrestling tournament is going on, and Stephen Dwyer of the Huskers has advanced on in the 174-pound semifinals with a 4-0 win over Beats. Jerry and Beats of Northern Iowa, who had pulled an upset over the Minnesota wrestler last round. Dwyer, the fourth seed, is now in the semifinals against the number one seed in Max Loons of Cornell. So there you go.
Cornell's a good wrestling program, aren't they?
You would also know that Brester has also advanced on. Craig Brester has now moved in to the semifinals at 197 pounds. So two Huskers that had a chance are now in the semifinal round tonight.
Yeah, the best the Huskers could do. So congratulations to both of those fellas.
That's right. Hey, don't forget, with all that is going on, even the wife and the girlfriend or the boyfriend, they don't want you at the bar the whole time. They want you at home every once in a while. And Sunday is a good day to fix yourself a great meal. And it all starts at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, where 80% lean ground is just $2.99 a pound. Maybe you want a little something heavier than that. USDA certified Angus London broil steaks, just $8.49 a pound. And a limited supply of boneless leg of lamb roast are out as well. Easter is just around the corner. Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats says reserve your Easter hams today. Boneless, bone in, bone out, whatever you want, they've got it there for you. And for March Madness, maybe you're sitting around, need a little snack food, they've got those for you. They've got, of course, the bratwurst, the jalapeno brats, fresh out of the smokehouse, the sticks, the cheese, everything you'd want. Maybe you want some scallops, they'll have that for you during this Lenten season as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 here in Kearney. 80% lean ground, the London broil steaks, and, of course, a boneless leg of lamb roast among their specials this week. And make sure Carrie gives you the best Easter ham because they're so good. They're so good. Love them every time.
Doug, a lot of the national media has been talking about this after yesterday. The Big East going in seemed to be the conference that everybody was looking for. That was the power conference in America, even over the Big 12, over everyone else. Well, they kind of puked yesterday. Was that because they beat each other up during the year?
No.
Was it because?
No. So the Big 12 went 3-1 yesterday and lost one at the buzzer. Big 12 is just as tough as the Big East.
But, you know, you go in and you say that about the Big East, and, you know, where does the Big East go from here? The teams remaining in the Big East in Pittsburgh and Syracuse, are they that much better than the competition, and they won't have any problems advancing even after today onto the Sweet 16?
Yeah, but, Tony, I guess I'm still one of those guys that doesn't put a ton of stock into that. It's like when the Big 12 or pick your conference, Big 10, didn't have a good bowl season. Well, again, I say, look at who you're playing. Maybe the draws weren't great. Maybe the matchups weren't great. Maybe it just wasn't your year. It's one-on-one. It's not your conference as a whole playing another conference as a whole. Yes, if the teams in the Big East played Robert Morris's conference head-up, I would expect them to go 10-0. If there were 10 games to be played.
Yeah,
and maybe 9-1. Somebody somewhere is going to pull an upset. And that's what's so great about the NCAA tournament. You can't have a great NCAA tournament without upsets, so people have to quit whining when there are upsets.
You know, Big Ten has not been talked about at all. Interesting fact about a game coming up with Wisconsin and Wofford here. Bo Ryan goes for his 600th career victory today. 600. So that should be in the bag. They should advance. A&M, three of the last 4 years in the tournament, do you realize that they've lost in the last 3 seconds? That's something, boy, that's not on your side.
Well, I do remember A&M, was about 3 years ago when UCLA went to the Final Four. That was the year I said, like I'm with Kentucky, I had A&M beating UCLA, and they lost that low-scoring game right at the wire. I think that was maybe just 2 years ago when the regionals were in Omaha at the Quest Center. They weren't playing at the Quest, but it was that season.
Yeah, a lot of good basketball. you remember that, you know, you think of those UCLA teams in the back, Tyus Edney, the shot against Missouri. You know, there's one goes down to the wire, coast to coast, goes in, makes that layup. Missouri loses, sends them home. So we'll see. Missouri, three out of the last four, and they have not been close in those. All three of those losses, over 10 points. So we'll see if they can pull it together here shortly. That's one of the next games up also.
Yeah, coming up at the top of the hour, we will join the NCAA tournament to bring you home on these early games and then a full slate of games the rest of the day and all weekend long as we stay with it. Right now, your tournament update, West Virginia 56, Morgan State 32, 11 minutes to go in the ball game. 15 minutes to go in the ball game. It is Xavier 40, Minnesota 36, and Cornell leads Temple 46-36, 17.5 to go in the contest. Come down and enjoy lunch and enjoy the time and continue to fill up here at Fanatics Sports Bar and Grill on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Come by, say hi, grab a T-shirt on the Doug and Daddy Show, where, of course, we love to have you along with us. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the head women's basketball coach at Northern Iowa, Tanya Warren. Her team is getting ready to take on Nebraska in the Minneapolis region Sunday night. You'll hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll find out a little bit about Nebraska's opponent when we come back.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings St. Cecilia won the Boys and Girls Championship at the Nebraska Kearney Track and Field Invitational yesterday. The St. Cecilia boys ended up with 95 points. Elm Creek was second with 67. Alma finished third with 55. Dalton Seeley won the 55-meter dash. Jorge Estrada took the shot put. The St. Cecilia girls finished with 63 points. Southern Valley was second with 58, and Alma was third with 42. Morgan Jacoby was a double winner, taking the mile in the 3,200-meter run. Chanel Farmer won the 800. At least one Nebraska football player has made a position switch during the offseason. Mike McNeil will move from tight end to wide receiver this year. McNeil was the second leading receiver for the Huskers last year. He caught 28 passes for 259 yards and four touchdowns. Nebraska's leading returning wideout from last year is Niles Paul. He had 40 receptions for 796 yards. The Huskers will start spring practice next week. The Creighton men's basketball team will play Fairfield on Monday in the second round of the CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament. The Blue Jays beat South Dakota 89-78 on Tuesday in the opening round. Creighton is currently 17-15 on the season. The Stags overcame a 27-point second-half deficit to post a 101-96 win over George Mason. Fairfield is currently 23-10. Tip-off for the game will be at 7:05 at the Civic Auditorium in Omaha. The Nebraska women's basketball team will score off with Northern Iowa in the opening round of the NCAA tournament on Sunday in Minneapolis. The Huskers are 30-1. The Panthers are 17-15. The winner will face either UCLA or North Carolina State in the second round. Tip-off of the game will be at 6, pregame show at 5:45 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Nebraska baseball team will open Big 12 play with a three-game series at second-ranked Texas this weekend. The Huskers are 8-7 in the season. The Longhorns are 13-4. Game 1 of the series gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. Pre-game show at 5:30 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. In boys high school soccer from yesterday, Grand Island Central Catholic got by Columbus Lakeview 1-0. Hastings topped Holdridge 4-1. York edged Kearney Catholic 1-0, and Lincoln East shut out Grand Island 2-0. In girls soccer, Kearney Catholic beat York 1-0, and Lincoln East blanked Grand Island by the score of 2-0. Grand Island Central Catholic won their own tennis invitational yesterday. The Crusaders finished with 108 points, Kearney Catholic second with 94, Holdridge was third with 92, Hastings St. Cecilia finished eighth with 42 points. And the Tri-City Storm play on their home ice this weekend. The Storm will host Team USA tonight and the Fargo Force on Saturday. The puck will drop each night at 7:05. We'll have both games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with a pregame show at 6:50. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Huge savings on the original Sun Heat during the 2009 model year closeout sale. For a limited time, purchase a slightly blemished Sun Heat 1500 for just $329. Our lowest price ever on this amazing infrared heater. Hurry to Motorsport Sales and Service while supplies last. The original Sun Heat is safe, soft, comfortable heat for any area of your home. A great energy saving investment. Don't wait. Supplies are limited. When these 2009 models are gone, so is the $329 price. At Motorsports, West Highway 30 Grand Island.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Well, the NCAA men's basketball tournament going. The NCAA women's basketball tournament gets going this weekend. And, Daddy, of course, the big selection show on Monday night. We were crossing our fingers to see if Nebraska would hold on to that number one. Not only did they hold on to the number one, they were third overall national seed. And then you play your way into the tournament, you go, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be? We're going to find out a little bit now about Nebraska's opponent.
Well, she enters her third season as coach in Northern Iowa. We're pleased to be joined right now by Tanya Warren. Tanya, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you.
Coach, your immediate reaction when you saw your team's name pop up on the screen?
Well, obviously, we were very excited. When I saw Nebraska, I thought, man, God certainly has a great sense of humor. But it's very fitting if you look at all the little side stories that come with this game with Northern Iowa and Nebraska.
Tanya, you've been around the Big 12 with stops at Missouri, Iowa State, and right down the road at Creighton there. So you're familiar with the style of basketball that's played there.
Oh, no question. And Kaniori at Nebraska has done a great job. Connie's a friend of mine, ex-college teammate. I know and am extremely familiar with her style. Watched her at Creighton for many years, and she's done a tremendous job at Nebraska.
Does that make this easier, even though it's a 1 versus 16? Does it make it easier for you? Does it make it maybe a little bit better opponent to prepare for, since you do have a little knowledge of each other's background?
Well, it does, but I tell you what, that I've watched that Nebraska team 4 or 5 times this year. They don't have many weaknesses at all, but it does make it easier knowing and being familiar with the style of play and somewhat familiar with the philosophy of Connie's style.
Tanya Warren joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tanya, is there a major difference in the style of basketball that's played in the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big 12 Conference?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. The Big 12 Conference is extremely athletic. They play a very, very physical style. They like to get up and down, and there's no question that there is a different style of play.
Coach, talk about just getting into the tournament, because you were not the favorite going into the Mo Valley, but you picked up a big win over Creighton in the championship game. Talk about that game and just getting into this tournament.
Well, when we took over the program 3 years ago, this was our vision for this program, was to try to get ourselves into the NCAA tournament, the first in the history of the program. Obviously, there was no timetable. We wanted to do it, you know, in the 5 years. And it's a testament to our kids. They bought in to our vision. They came to work every single day, and even when things weren't going the way everyone thought they should, they stayed true to the overall body of work. They never lost sight of our vision. So it's a huge accomplishment. We're extremely proud, and we're going to do everything we can. They call it March Madness for a reason.
Coach, you guys have won 9 out of your last 12 games, so what was it that clicked to start that stretch?
Well, we started defending a lot better and rebounding the basketball. Offensively, we started to get ourselves into a little bit of a groove in terms of taking care of the basketball. We was able to score inside out, and we had a variety of kids step up. It wasn't just one kid stepping up every night. Our bench has really improved and has given us great minutes, but it's been an overall team effort on both ends of the floor.
Tanya Warren, the head coach at Northern Iowa, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Nebraska Sunday night, national television at 6 o'clock, and a lot of people obviously going to be watching the ball game to see how it pans out. We're finding out a little bit more about the Panthers today. Both their men's and women's are in the tournament, so I imagine that the campus is pretty excited about everything that's going on, Coach.
The campus is very excited, and not only that, I think our volleyball team got it started when they won the conference tournament championship, then men's basketball, and then women's basketball. I don't know that that's been done in the history of the Valley, so there's a lot of excitement around our campus.
Tanya, can you pronounce the men's names? Because some of those names on that men's program, I just shake my head at.
Well, have you seen some of the names on the women's
Pretty
program?
Much I can, yes.
Well, they got some Polish people that are must be related to me on this team, too. Tanya, tell us a little bit about some of the kids here that we're going to have to familiarize ourselves with. Jackie is your leading scorer. Lizzie, Kim, you got some other kids that do some real good things.
Jackie Kalen is our leader. Has done a great job for us, first team all conference, set out last year with an ankle injury and has come back and had a tremendous year for us. She didn't shoot it particularly well in the conference tournament, which again is a testament of this team, but she did a lot of other things for us. Her leadership is incredible. She shoots the basketball extremely well. She can put the ball on the floor, she can shoot the three, and she makes those around her better. Lizzie Beck, our starting five, has had a tremendous year. She was MVP of the tournament, can score inside out, can use either hand, shoots the three pretty well, and has done a lot of good things for us this year. Erin Broquet, who starts at the four for us, is really starting to come into her own offensively and defends extremely well. She's our multi-purpose player, does a lot of things for us that are not in the stats. Nicole Claussen, is a very good three-point shooter for us, all-time three-point shooter in the history of the program, went over 1,000 points in the conference tournament. Again, she's our shooter. Then Danielle Wubens starts for us, and she does all the dirty work for us, things that don't get in the stats, but I tell you what, this team would not be the same without her. Then our bench, we get great minutes from Kim Wipazinski, who was newcomer of the year last year. Rachel Madrigal comes off the bench, a very athletic long guard for us. Caitlin Oney, who came in the tournament and provided us with great minutes at the point guard. We can slide her to the two as well. And then KK Armstrong comes in an extremely athletic, quick guard that does a lot of good things for us.
Well, Wipazinski, you got some little Loop City going on around
well,
there.
Well, the funny thing about it is she dates Adam Cook of the men's team, and they've dated for about 5 years, so, yeah.
She's bargaining for a change right there.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, you look at the roster too, Tony. This is predominantly all kids from the state of Iowa, so they're doing it right there in their backyard. And, Coach, before we run out of time talking to you here, we touched a little bit on it on the opening, though, but your impressions early on now as you get ready for Nebraska and possibly an All-American, obviously a first-teamer in Kelsey Griffin and all that they have, what's the biggest concern as you get ready for this basketball game?
Well, they're so balanced, and not possibly an All-American. She is an All-American. Great players make plays. We know that. We're not going to be able to stop her. We know that. We only hope to try to make some things difficult for her. But that is a very efficient, well-balanced team. They don't have many weaknesses. They do a lot of things well, and obviously they're well-coached.
Tanya, we appreciate the time you gave us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Best of luck in the tournament, and congratulations for being in the tournament.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Coach Tanya Warren from Northern Iowa, thanks for joining us again on the Doug and Daddy Shows. We're live here at Fanatics Sports Bar and Grill, just about ready to wrap up our 2 hours, but that doesn't mean the fun stops. We've got a great crowd on hand in here watching the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, the NCAA Wrestling Championships from Omaha, and enjoying lunch and some beverages and just getting ready to kick back for the day and enjoy all that is going on here at Fanatics. Daddy, to kind of wrap up the women's thing, how many will Nebraska win by Sunday?
You know, I think it's a 30-point game, one of those. You hopefully get the kids out there, get them out of the game, rest their legs again, get ready to go on Tuesday.
So Nebraska hoping to get that big win again. They tip at 6:05 with Northern Iowa coming up on Sunday night. The game is on ESPN2. Well, West Virginia is just crushing Morgan State here in the second half. What's Morgan have, like 4 points in the last 10 minutes, it seems like? West Virginia 66, Morgan State 36. And remember, Morgan jumped out to a 10-0 lead in that game. Midway through the second half, Xavier now up by 8 on Minnesota, 50-42. And at the 12:30 mark of the second half, Cornell leading Temple 56-46. Nebraska's Craig Brester and Stephen Dwyer, both winners in the quarterfinals down in Omaha. They are on to tonight's national semifinals in wrestling. Husker baseball team taking on Texas tonight. We've got Tri-City Storm hockey. You can hear it on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. You can hear the baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Daddy, Storm go 2-0 at home this weekend?
You know, as well as they've been playing, I think they've got to get a little bit of a confidence going towards the end of the game instead of giving them away and letting teams get back into it. Yeah, you think they could hold them out and do that? I'd like to think they could at home. The crowds have been better, getting more people interested in it. I think certainly that's what Greg Shea and the whole gang out there would love to see.
How many wins does the Nebraska baseball team get at Texas this weekend?
Wow, if he got one, I think that'd be great for this program. As young as, you know, and as unestablished as the pitching is compared to what they're going against, I think, you look, if Texas gets any lead at all, the door is closed when Ruffin comes in.
Well, they're picking up where they left off. The spring sports season got underway yesterday. The indoor track being used over at Cushing Coliseum for their high school meet. Class C ran yesterday. Hastings St. Cecilia boys and girls picked up victories. Wood River and Elm Creek were the runners-up today. Class B is going on, then Class D tomorrow morning at 9, and Class A gets going at mid-afternoon tomorrow, probably right around 4 o'clock. Hopefully they can get some soccer played with the weather coming in, that's getting going. Kearney High scheduled to open their season this weekend. Hastings and Kearney Catholic got their season going yesterday. Tennis, whatever it is, hopefully everything goes well there. And, is there going to be a surprise team when we talk Monday morning in the Sweet 16?
I certainly think there will be one of the surprise teams, whether it's a Murray State, or an Old Dominion. We'll have to wait and see, but I think somebody surely squeaks through and gets there that you just says, wow, about it.
And, of course, the Whoopers and Hoopers tournament begins tonight in and around Hastings. I ask you, in the D2 division, will our buddy Riz be the MVP?
No. Well, there's just so much lack of focus going on over there.
Exactly.
Mentally, if you kept him out of all the places he probably shouldn't be in, maybe. But, no, he's going to contribute to that Hastings economy.
One final time, folks, before we head into the weekend. Hopefully you've got some time to get on your computer and check things out. If you missed any of the great interviews that we had today, all you have to do is go to the Doug and Daddy podcast. You can also find out more information about our Husker game day. Three teams, three sports in one day. It's the spring game right around baseball and volleyball. It's April 17th for the Husker game day. Included in the Husker game day package, round trip deluxe motor coach, juice, rolls, and coffee will be served on board. Pre-game tailgate lunch. Then you go to the red white spring football game. Then it's off to the Husker baseball game versus Kansas. And then that evening, the women's volleyball team battles Illinois in their lone home spring scrimmage. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for details or to download the brochure for more information. Final thought, Tony?
Well, it looks like two teams are pulling away in Cornell and Xavier now. Xavier now up by 8 here in this action. So the brackets, mine are starting to bust right now.
We're going to get you to the last 8 minutes of the games that are currently going on, and then the next session, Purdue-Siena, Clemson-Missouri, Pittsburgh-Oakland, and Wisconsin-Wofford. Derek, anything else we got to wrap up back at the studio?
No, looks like you guys covered the gamut there. We're good to go.
So, Daddy, you went 13-3. I pulled up the wrong bracket. I went 11-5 in the one where we're going head-to-head. And, Derek, what place? He's got one of his five entries leading the 500 going on right here at the in the Doug and Daddy pool. Where will that bracket be on Monday when we rejoin the show?
I have no idea. It's called a cold day in hell, so it's going to take a cold day in hell for New Mexico to win it. So
we'll see what happens. Well, let's get on out of here then. We want to thank all the fine folks here at Fanatics. Come by and, of course, check it out. They've got great lunch specials of beer and burger or soda and burger, just $4, and that's any time the tournament games are going on. They have also got the great drink specials here at Fanatics for the tournament, including $2 draws, $1.75 MGD 64s. Fanatics open for lunch every Friday. Don't forget happy hour from 4 to 6 with $1.75 domestic draws. And check out their webpage, fanaticscarney.com. We want to thank Augie Garrido, the head baseball coach at Texas. Bob Harris, the voice of the Duke Blue Devil men as they get ready to play tonight. Brenda Van Langen from ESPN as she covers the women's basketball tournament. Tanya Warren, the head women's basketball coach at Northern Iowa. And, of course, the voice of Nebraska Horse Racing, Steve Anderson, for joining us on the program today.
I want to thank Nolan Andrews for being live and in person with us here, right here at Fanatics today as well. Our friend back for spring break. Good to have him with us.
It is spring break. Be safe. We'll see you. And don't forget, Daddy and I tonight, Silver Lake High School, the Husker football seniors playing some basketball, 7 o'clock. Come out and enjoy the fun. And for our producer-engineer, Derek Stenson, and Big Daddy Tony Davis, Doug did a live from Fanatics. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Monday when we look at spring football. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, will be among our guests.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!